This makes the spaghetti bolognese for tonight.
We've got minced bacon and onion, and we put a bit of garlic in.
They say an army marches on its stomach. Well, the same could be said for our rural fireys. When the volunteers get back from the front line, all hot and sweaty and tired from fighting the flames, they're greeted with a cool drink and a hearty hot meal or sandwich to help recharge the batteries. The food's all been prepared by their local catering brigade.
We're sort of a forgotten brigade because people think of the rural fire service or the fire brigade and everything like that. Oh, yeah, the firefighter. But, the firefighters want to be fed. They like to be fed. Well, which is only right. They're out there for a long time, 12 hours or more or whatever.
G'day, I'm Gabby Lyons. Max Morton is the captain and head chef of the Mid-Coast Rural Fire Service Catering Corps in New South Wales. Today, he and his small band of helpers are whipping up two massive pots of spaghetti to feed a group of hungry brigade captains who are at a training session. They're in a commercial kitchen today, so things are pretty relaxed. It's a very different story when they're out on the road.
We're based in Tuncurry, but our area goes from just south of Kempsey down to the Karua River and out past Gloucester.
A lot of the time when we think of fireys and what the fireys do, we instantly think of the flames. We think of the big picture. We think of the guys running out there in their bright yellow gear. And that's all we think about. But sometimes these fires aren't exactly an overnight ordeal or a couple of hours. No. This might be days on end.
That's right.
And that's where you guys come in. Yes. So can you explain the catering service to me?
Well, just we have a truck, which is a self-contained kitchen. It's got barbecues and stoves and fridge and everything like that. And we can cook meals on site. And we put up a walkway on the side and we just serve them out. They come in off the fire line and we serve them out the window. Hot food or sandwiches or whatever. Usually we'd like to give the fireys hot food. Yeah, they want something decent.
So what's usually on the menu? Max and his team can produce a lot of food from their catering van.
Main thing is protein and carbohydrates and water. Well, that's the main ones. Otherwise, if you don't get water, you get dehydrated. And the last thing you need is sugar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it gives you a false high. It gives you a very quick high. But once that sugar wears out, you go further down than what you were. So we do sandwiches. We send out a couple of two mixed sandwiches in a blister pack with a piece of cake or a biscuit or something like that, a couple of poppers and a piece of fruit. And we always take extra water with us in the back of the support vehicle. If they need extra water out there, they've got it.
So is it fair to say, Max, for as long as these guys are out there fighting the fires, you guys are equally working to the same extent to feed them?
Yes. One of our days last year was 4 a.m. in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. In a week, we made about 2,000 sandwiches.
Three meals a day, snack packs and sandwiches to prepare. It's a big job to prepare all these meals. But surprisingly, there's not too many cooks in the kitchen.
We only have 12 members at the moment. There's a few getting older and a few getting a couple of ill ones and everything like that.
It's not just Max Morton who'd like to see more volunteers on his team. Stuart Robb is the district officer with the Rural Fire Service.
People don't see the back end of what we do. There's these people working in the background. You know, we have just over 2,500 volunteers across the Mid-Coast District. That's across 90-odd brigades. And there's a whole organisation that goes on basically to feed firefighters, train firefighters, look after firefighters and ensure that they can do the job that they do.
And are you guys looking for more people to join the back end of firefighting?
Yeah, look, always looking for volunteers, both at firefighters and also support personnel. So I think it's important that people understand that there is a job. You don't have to be on a truck with a hose in your hand putting out a fire. There are other things that you can do within the organisation, and those support roles are as important to keep the organisation ticking over as the frontline firefighters.
Some of the women and I were joking in there that pretty much the criteria is if you can cut an onion and not cry, you're in. Is that about it?
Yeah, I think so. Cut an onion, not cry, and have a good sense of humour. So that's probably the trifecta for them.
For Max and his team here today, Phyllis, June and Marie, the enjoyment and appreciation that comes from the hungry firefighters makes their job worthwhile.
just the appreciation you get, oh, catering's here or something like that, you see, oh.
Do you see people's faces light up knowing they're getting one of those sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very hard to, you can't make a set lot of sandwiches. You've got to make a big mixture because you don't know what the diets are, what the preferences are out there, so you make up a mixture and you put a mixture in each bag. But then it's like, sometimes it's like little kids in at lunchtime at school, like, oh, I got this, we're going to swap that one, I don't want this one. Yeah, but they appreciate it.